Well, hello, Great Questions Group friends. Mark DeMatteo, or Marcus D, as I like to refer to myself at times, and a lot of my friends call me. But Mark DeMatteo coming at you with a, the beginning of what will probably be a mini-series of messages entitled Broken Brains. And this is part one of that, obviously. And but before I get into the message, I would just like to, first of all, say welcome to all of our new members of our group that I've had the opportunity of connecting with just as I continue to do everywhere I go and anytime there's an opportunity. And somebody else who's interested in this topic. And we keep adding new members. And so for those of you that this may be your first message, I'd just like to say welcome. Glad to have you with us. Trust these will be an encouragement and an enlightenment, hopefully. Something that will benefit you and be worthy of your time. So that's number one. Welcome. Number two, just like to also take a moment and let those of you that may be listening to this message, if it ends up someplace or happens upon the blog or maybe is emailed to somebody else, if you are looking for where you can find the home webpage where my other audios are posted, you can find it. You can actually just do a search for Great Questions Group, and my blog should be the first thing that comes up at markdematteo.com, or you can just go directly to Mark, markdematteo.com, and the Great Questions Group blog will come up. You can also type in greatquestionsgroup.com, .net, .org, and I think that will get you there as well. So, yeah. And then number three, just real quick, just wanted to send out a little reminder and an official invitation for any of you that are available and would like to join myself and what is probably going to end up being quite a few other folks that are part of this group and a lot of my friends, some of my family, having a large 60th birthday celebration event last weekend of March 2020, actually calling it Vision 2020, and the information can be found on the website I just referred to on the events page, okay? So again, it'd be a pleasure to have each and every one of you all that are available be able to join us. We're going to have a big time, but I promise you I'm going to take some of the time and share with you some of the highlights of this 35 plus year journey that I've been on. And I promise you it you'll leave changed and encouraged and with a greater vision of what this reality is all about and where we're all going and where this entire cosmos ultimately is going based on objective evidence that I've accumulated over this journey. So yeah, glad to have any one of you that can join us for that. Okay, so now let's get into this little beginning part of this little series of messages here again entitled Broken Brains. And folks, what motivated me to do this, it's kind of a combination of current events and it's also a combination of what is going to be the next chapter in the Great Questions Group messages and is the great next chapter in the personal journey that I was on. Because what happened is, let me back up and say this before I get into that. What has precipitated this is I have been talking to quite a few people lately that have expressed concern with some of what they see going on in our society today that seems to revolve around the way people think and behaviors and, you know, just kind of a blurring of boundaries, you know, with a lot of the particular sexual orientation discussions and organizations and thought process that, you know, again, for a lot of people seems a little unusual. They're wondering about it. What's causing this? And not only that, but a lot of different things. I mean, like we recently had, considering today is the 15th of August, 2019, There was recently another shooting, a Walmart shooting, where again another crazy person went in and you know, shot up a bunch of people. And you know, again, there's always talks about guns, you know, but really it gets down to the way people are thinking. You know, it's interesting, and not to get onto this topic too much, but there were actually more guns in schools in the 1950s in this nation. Way more. There's not supposed to be any there now, but there were lots of guns in schools in 1950s because it was a different thought process. And, you know, people were a lot more aware of the original intent of our Constitution back then, what the Second Amendment was about, why our founding fathers gave us the opportunity, as a matter of fact, the right to bear arms. It was not only to protect us from bad guys, it was to protect us, kind of to sort of have a standing militia if we ever needed it. As a matter of fact, President John F. Kennedy even said, quoted that. It's kind of an interesting that we needed the American population needed to consider themselves a militia as well to protect not only ourselves, but our country. And our founders also did that so that we could protect ourselves if our government ever went nuts. You know, it's interesting. You know, how did 1 million Nazis get 6 million Jews into the ovens during the Holocaust? It was real simple. They had all the guns. Historically, the first step in any dictatorship takeover is to disarm the population. But that is not the topic here. The issue is the way people think. People have been asking me about this, okay? And they've been asking me what is causing people, you know. I mean, honestly, folks, and I'm not making light of this, and I'm not, you know, making fun of it or anything like that, because there are people that legitimately, think certain ways right now. But it used to be, when somebody was born and they came out of the womb, the doctor could tell whether they were a boy or a girl, you know, biologically, you know, physically, you could easily tell that. But now there seems to be a lot of confusion going on with that, and it's becoming very blatant in a lot of ways. And so people are saying, you know, what do you think about that? I've had numerous conversations with people. What do you think about this? Well, behaviors, of course, are determined by the way people think, and the way people think is based upon two things, the way they're programmed and the way their mind works. And we might call it the quality and accuracy of their thought process. So we have to ask ourselves what makes people think the way they do these days, all right? And to help answer this, I've been sharing something which was shared with me back a number of years ago. That's what I've been doing. I said, I've been telling these people, let me read you something. Let me share something with you. In the hopes that maybe this might shed some interesting, perhaps new light on the way you see what's going on in society. And as I said, it was read to me many years ago, and folks, I was blown away when I heard it, because it gave me a completely new and surprising perspective, into what was really going on with people's brains, their minds, and the way they think. So again, I thought I would take the opportunity to share it with our group, all right? But I think I need to take a moment or two and build a little bit of context before I do this, so that again, you'll kind of know where I'm coming from, and then I'll actually begin to share it with you. So let me just say this to you. The time frame when this happened was in the late 80s. I was probably 6 years into my quest at the time. At that point in my journey, I had already found evidence, lots of evidence, some of which I've already shared with you folks, that there was a God. And again, I would refer, if this is your first message, you can go and listen to some of my previous ones and see, you know, kind of what I've been sharing and will continue to be sharing with the group. And, you know, go to the About section, find out the whole thought process that I've written up to this point in time, and then you can check out some of the other messages. But I wanted to know if there was any evidence that there was a God, and I'd found plenty of it that there was, okay, objective evidence. And I'm not going to repeat all that right now, but I'll just tell you the two things that I realized. Number one was from the atomic structure of matter, the basic construct of the atoms which make up all matter. And then I've done several messages on this. And also on the DNA, which is the living code which is written into every single living system on this planet. which is a code containing information. And we know in this modern age, as a matter of fact, it's one of the laws that I used when I was on this journey, the law of information, that information only comes from a mind, all right? And so I knew there was a God. I knew that because of the nature of the power that was being injected into the very matter of the cosmos on a scale that defies our understanding, that there had to be a power source, outside of this universe energizing it. That was number one. And number two, that power source had to have a intelligence, a capacity, a wisdom, if you will, that was beyond our understanding as well, to be able to encode the blueprint for every living system that's on this planet, all right? And so, and the other thing is too that and I've referred to this a little bit, our minds, the human brain is the most complex physical system. And I also knew, because of cause and effect, that it takes a mind to make a mind. All right. Now, with that in mind, I knew for myself that there was a God. And what I began to look at that point in time was I began to shift my studies from scientific to historical, because I wanted to know if this God had communicated with mankind in any way. And what I began to do was I wanted to know if there was a truth source. All right, because I also realized that if he made us, he probably knew the way in which he intended us to work. Most of the time, manufacturers have a manufacturer's handbook, so I figured it probably would make sense to go ahead and figure that out. Now, what I ultimately did, as I said, was shifted from scientific proofs into historical proofs. All right. But I hadn't done that yet at this point in my journey. All right. But as I've shared also, my background was I came out of Roman Catholicism. That was my background. And of course, a Christian denomination. And of course, going back to, the holy book for the Christian religion is the Bible. All right. And there can be other documents and things like that. But the core, pretty much every real mainline Christian belief comes with with the Bible as the foundation. But I knew nothing. This was probably in the late 80s when I was in my late 20s. All right, but at that point in time, I knew absolutely really nothing about the Bible. But again, this was in the back of my mind because that's what I'd come out of. But I knew there were other other holy books, things like that. But again, I hadn't really studied any of them in depth and, from as far as where they came from. Well, what was going on at this point in time was during the period when I was very active in my network marketing phase of my life. And so I was very, very actively pursuing building my Amway business at the time. All right. And the context here was I was actually attending kind of what you might call an extra credit conference. And because I attended seminars and conferences quite regularly, educational conferences. And this was kind of an extra credit one. It was a little more low key. I brought a bunch of guys on my team, and it was during a break. And what happened was there was a young guy on my team kind of who was sponsored by another gentleman on my team. And this gentleman, because he was actually a little bit older than me, told me that this young guy during the break back in the hotel room was going to do a Bible study in his room. All right. Then he wanted to know if I was interested in coming. And I said, sure. I was curious. All right. At that point in time, like I said, I knew virtually nothing about the book. I had no interest in reading it. I knew very little about what was in it. But all I knew, it was supposed to be a holy book. As a matter of fact, I had heard it referred to as God's written word to man, but I had no idea why they said that. Okay. I had no idea where it came from, but, and I even had other people say that it was different than other holy books. But again, I had no idea why at the time, but I was to the point where I wanted to start looking into these things. Okay. And so what was interesting was, so we went into this room and this young man started reading a section out of that book. And folks, and he started talking a little bit about it and talking what it was, you know, what it meant. He didn't have to get into too much detail because I could easily understand for the most part what he was saying. And folks, I'll tell you what, it blew me away. I was blown away. I was absolutely astounded because he told me that the book was written, what he was sharing was written essentially 2,000 years ago. And it read like the headlines of many modern, you know, newspapers, broadcasts, news blogs, you know, whatever now, today. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's in there? I'm like, that's nuts. And he goes, yeah, you know. And he was sharing the same thing. He goes, you know, this is kind of an interesting book. It's a timeless book. You know, it was written by the God who made everything. That's what he was saying. I'm like, wow. And he goes, and so, you know, he's outside of time and he kind of knows, you know, the beginning from the end. And I'm like, wow, that is amazing. So it really kind of began to whet my appetite, you know, but the point is it gave me an amazing perspective on what was going on in our society from a completely different point of view. And it changed and I was blown away by how relevant it was. And it began in me, folks, to create what you might call a paradigm shift in the way I began to see things. Because see, let me just say this to you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to end this part one because I don't want any of these parts to be too long. And then what we'll do is in the second part, I'll tell you where it is, and I'm going to start reading it to you and let you reflect on it and let it kind of, you know what I mean? You know, just kind of give you the opportunity, let me say it this way, to meditate on it and think about it and just, you know, again, see if it impacts you the way it did me. But the thing was, I was like, that it was so relevant to our modern age, modern society, and what I was starting to say, I want to get back to that. See, I had the mindset that my life was mine. My body was mine. You know, I remember even seeing a bumper sticker back in the day when it had said, "Keep your laws off my body." Okay? And I was like, okay, well, you know, I can kind of appreciate that. But at the same time, I remember being at the point in my journey where I was like, well, wait a minute. Is it really my body? And I know that may sound strange, but I mean it in this way. It's certainly more my body than your body, okay? And your body is more yours than mine. But I was starting to see something like, wait a minute. I now had evidence that I really was made. And if you go back, and I've woven this through, you know, pretty much the whole theme of this these messages, because it was a whole theme in my thought process, that there is a fifth great question, and I talk about it in the second message I think I ever did, but the fifth great message is, what am I? What am I really? What are these amazing bodies that we live in every day that we kind of take for granted? I mean, composed of 100 trillion cells. Like I said before, the most complex physical system in the entire known universe is the human brain. The human brain, 1 cubic inch of human brain matter has 10,000 miles of nerve wiring in it. You know, each one of the 100 trillion cells in us is an amazing, how can I say it? It's a technological marvel, microtechnology. The more we understand about the working of the cell, the more we are blown away by the complexity of one individual cell, okay? So the point is, we are these amazing contraptions that we live in, that the brain stem itself, the base of our brain through our spinal column receives 100 million sensory inputs a second, folks. And it is filtered, and what are all those? Those are all the inputs from all the systems within our bodies, you know, our vital organs, blood flow, heart, lungs, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, a spleen. I remember looking it up the first time. What's a spleen? And here's this little plum-shaped little deal in there, and it's been chugging along in me for over 50 years, and I never even knew what it was, and it's been doing its thing. Well, your brainstem is like a nerve center. It's like an autopilot. It runs all of that so that you and I don't have to. Folks, it's crazy. And so I began to think, wait a minute, what is really going on here? Is it really my body? Am I holding this thing together? Did I make it? Am I keeping my heart beating? Four paper thin valves. That heart beats continually 24/7. If it stops, we find out what's next. Body shuts down. And so I began to look at myself differently. And I began thinking, I wonder if, I was already life coaching. I wanted to learn from people smarter than me. I wanted to learn from people that could help me live life more effectively, more successfully, more happily, more prosperously. And I'm thinking, I am going all the way up to big number one here by trying to find out if this God has communicated maybe some ideas on how to live this life and to live it successfully in the truest sense of the word. So I was seeking that at this point. So having said that, let's press pause. We'll end part one. I'm going to have part two out here very shortly, but I've got to get these messages out in batches now, I'm working on working out on changing the groups big enough now that I'm going to start looking into using an email tool. But anyway, that's another topic for another time. But that's it for right now. I'm going to press pause, end of part one. Stay tuned. I'm going to have part two coming up, and we're going to get into that little passage that gentleman read to me. I'm going to read it to y'all. I'm going to share a little bit with you about it and see how it hits you guys. Okay? So anyway, until then, you guys have an awesome day. Always a pleasure, gang. God bless. Bye-bye.